AP update, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Lafayette, Louisiana, says they have looked at video surveillance tape and observed gunman John Hauser as he entered a movie theater last night.
He walked in just like any other patron, purchased a ticket to watch the movie, and it didn't set off any alarms with anybody. He wasn't acting any different than any other person who was in line to get their tickets.
Chief Jim Kraft says Hauser was armed with a semi-automatic .40 caliber handgun and one additional magazine. Two people were killed, nine others injured. Hauser took his own life. Randall Mann's daughter was in the theater.
You never think of it as maybe being, you know, that close to home. And I'm still not sure if it's sunken in yet, you know, that my daughter was that close to a killer last night.
Authorities are investigating whether the gun was bought legally. Court documents from 2008 say Hauser's family members petitioned a court to have him involuntarily committed because he was a danger to himself and others. AP update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.